Hello.
Hello, my name is Edward from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions toward public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you registered to vote at this address?
Yes.
Okay. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else?
Okay. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for President, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Would you probably vote?
Yes.
Certain to vote? Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Would you please tell me your age?
28.
In Florida, the media describes people as either Black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
Hispanic.
Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I guess, generally speaking, right direction.
Right direction. Thanks for the answer. Thinking about elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
Oh, my friend, I would just keep that as a private answer.
Okay. I would like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. What are your thoughts toward Thomas Kalufu?
Can you repeat the name?
Thomas Kalufu.
Don't know who it is.
Okay. What about the Republicans in Congress?
Favorable opinion?
Favorable, somewhat, or very favorable?
I'll say very favorable.
Favorable. What about Ron DeSantis?
Very favorable.
Okay. Darren Soto?
Very favorable.
Project 2025?
Very favorable.
Joe Biden?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat. Democrats in Congress?
Less favorable.
That will be somewhat unfavorable or very
unfavorable? Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay.
Somewhat favorable.
What about Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
And by last, Kamala Harris.
Okay, somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, okay. Thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove. And thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman for this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. And if the elections for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, a Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
Donald Trump.
Okay. If the elections for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Soto, the Republican, and Debbie Mukherjee Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think he will vote for?
Rick Soto.
Rick Soto. if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Freak.
Freak. We have Thomas Califu and Darren Soto. Those are the two options.
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay. Assuming now there will also be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before the ability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's healthcare provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or a guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes to support.
Yes to support. I will only be reading you some statements and I'll let you go. I do appreciate your time and participation. I would like to read you two brief statements about the candidates for Congress. The first one is Darren Soto. It says, Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands healthcare for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price for insulin to $35 for those in Medicare, so families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make healthcare more expensive for Central Florida families. The second statement is for Colonel Thomas Califu. It says, Colonel Thomas Califu is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califu will put America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califu will take his experience as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. If the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Califu, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think he will vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Okay. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? We have first, securing our border. Second, promoting traditional values in schools. Third, lowering grocery prices. Fourth, ending the gun violence epidemic. Fifth, protecting Social Security and Medicare. Sixth, making owning a home more affordable. Seventh, making healthcare more affordable for working families. Eighth, bringing down rent prices. Nine, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida. 10th, protecting reproductive freedom. 11th, tackling crime and improving public safety. 12th, lowering inflation and gas prices. And by last, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida. 11th. Okay. Tackling crime and improving public safety. And which is the next most important issue for you?
First one.
Securing our border? Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think is for your vote. That will be, your options are, is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason where it makes no virtual effect on your decision. The first one says, Thomas Caulfield will support the Trump-picked America First policies that prioritize American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Caulfield will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and work to solve veteran homelessness. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it makes no virtual effect.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thomas Caulfield will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris' open borders policy. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Thomas Caulfield is a fiscal conservative who will rein it out of control of federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors, and is working to lower healthcare costs for everyone. That for you is very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat. Just two more. Soto has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. Soto supports common sense gun laws baked by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement. And providing funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. For you, that's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
Very convincing.
And the last one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that would allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her. That's very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect?
No effect.
No effect. Okay. Now, do you have heard a little bit more? If the elections for United States Congress were held today and the candidates were Thomas Caulfield, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Darren Soto.
Darren Soto. Let me read you some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this caused you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or it will have virtually no effect at all on your decision. Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. That to you brings serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
Some doubts.
Some doubts. Despite having a personal fortune of hundreds of millions of dollars, Thomas Caulfield continues taking Social Security and veteran paychecks while his backers fight to abolish Social Security and cut support
for
veterans. No effect. Okay.
No.
While Caulfield says he was a successful business owner, he and his companies own over $50 million, leading to multiple bankruptcies and multi-million dollar foreclosures. That brings you some doubts, serious doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. Three more. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have led millions of criminals across our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being elected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust him with another term in Congress. For you, that brings
some doubts.
Some doubts. Okay. Thomas Caulfield blames excessive stimulus packages for record inflation, but his companies took $160,000 in PPP loans forgiven during the pandemic. That brings us serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect.
No effect.
No effect. And the last one. Thomas Colifoux stands with Republicans who support government intervention in people's private healthcare decisions. They want to ban abortion nationwide, restrict access to IVF, and support government surveillance of pregnant women. That brings serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts. Okay. Now that you have heard a little bit more, if the elections for United States Congress were held today, and the candidates were Thomas Colifoux, the Republican candidate, and Narin Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you will vote for?
Narin Soto.
Narin Soto. Awesome. What is your primary source for national and political news? Your local newspaper, El Nuevo Día, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox,
Univision. Yeah,
that one? Okay.
Yeah.
What is Spanish language news sources, if any, do you use on a regular basis? We have WAPA TV, radio, La Prensa Orlando, Telemundo Orlando, Internet, or Univision?
None of the above, no.
None of the above. Okay. Which one do you use?
The Wall Street Journal and the New York Times.
Awesome. Thank you. The last questions of this survey are only for statistical purposes. And just a few more and I'll let you go. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden or someone else?
Republican.
Republican, Donald Trump. Okay. And what was the last grade of degree you completed in school? From 0 to 11th, high school degree, 12 plus, some college or vocational degree, college degree, or a postgraduate
college degree?
Congratulations. That's good. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Eh? What happened?
Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
Yeah.
Okay. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'll say moderate.
Moderate. Okay. As you know, the term Hispanic or Latino refers to people from different countries of Latin America and the Caribbean. To what country in the Americas do you trace your ancestry?
Colombia.
Colombia. Okay. Nice country. When communicating with people in your household, do you speak only Spanish? More Spanish than English?
Yes.
Only Spanish. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. This really concludes our survey. I honestly want to thank you for your time, kindness, and participation. I really hope you have a good day, and God bless you for these answers. I hope you have a good one.
Wait, this was for for Democrats or for Republicans, the survey?
Oh, completely independent. We just were doing a research.
Mm-hmm. That's for the state?
No, we're actually, Metro Research is an independent public opinion research firm. We were just gathering information to know what the opinion of the public was. So this is not any party. It's completely independent.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, too. Have a nice one. Take care.